So I wanted to begin when we're thinking of ourselves as a community, especially if we're thinking of ourselves as a shamanic community. What does that mean? I wanted to begin with us reading our vision statement. And a reminder that our vision statement was created during the summer of 2000, when we had weekly gatherings to discuss what was it we wanted to create for our spiritual community. And we had a scribe who would write down ideas. And by the end of the summer, it was several months long, of course, that we ended up with this vision statement. And it directly calls to mind things we'll be talking about today and this year. It begins our vision. We are a truly interfaith community dedicated to healing and education. We desire our worship celebrations and the life of the community to reflect our interfaith openness and welcoming spirit. Through our openness, welcoming spirit, and mutual respect, we are a center for healing. There's two more paragraphs related to our vision statement that is listed in our website. I will go ahead and share them now because it's so compelling. We believe interfaith includes the following. We consider all faith and spiritual traditions as paths toward one God. An edit was suggested that we would say towards one love. We haven't made that edit, however. We believe every expression of God or love valuable. We honor all expressions of God, love. We welcome individuals from all faith and spiritual traditions. We consider each person's path valid for him or her. We honor the personal path of each sincere, open, honest seeker. And we offer the following affirmations. We seek the truth and speak our truth without fear. We are open to hearing and learning from each other. We reflect on our interfaith vision and nurture it in our hearts. We pray for the realization of our interfaith vision. So you'll notice and reclaim this idea that we are for education and healing. And so our work for our community as being a community of a shamanic basis, we'll talk about that, is created for healing plus the truth and education. So these are things we seek and we pursue, and we delight in having a spiritual space and an opportunity to develop these within ourselves and with one another and with the community, because this is how we bless the world. So I've invited George to offer, I'm actually unclear if it's a prayer or a poem or a reading, but we invite you to come. It's a poem. And because he was inspired to bring this today.
Good morning. Thank you, Reverend Karen. Listening to what Michael just said, and in the spirit of a shamanic attitude towards healing, I ran across this poem, and for me, it captured the essence of shamanic compassion. So I thought I'd share that with you this morning. And it's entitled, The Promise of a Shaman. If you come to me as a victim, I will not support you. But I will have the courage to walk with you through the pain that you are suffering. I will put you in the fire. I will undress you. And I will sit you on the earth. I will bathe you with herbs. I will purge you, and you will vomit the rage and the darkness inside you. I'll bang your body with good herbs, and I'll put you to lay in the grass, face up to the sky. Then I will blow your crown to clean the old memories that make you repeat the same behavior. I will blow your forehead to scare away the thoughts that cloud your vision. I will blow your throat to release the knot that won't let you talk. I will blow your heart to scare fear so that it goes far away where it cannot find you. I will blow your solar plexus to extinguish the fire of hell you carry inside, and you will know peace. I will blow with fire your belly to burn the attachments and love that was not. I will blow away the lovers that left you, the children that never came. I will blow your heart to make you warm, to rekindle your desire to feel, create, and start again. I will blow with force your vagina or your penis to clean the sexual door to your soul. I will blow away the garbage that you collected trying to love what did not want to be loved. I will use the broom and the sponge and the rag and safely clean all the bitterness inside you. I will blow your hands to destroy the ties that prevent you from creating. I will blow your feet to dust and erase the footprint memories so you can never return to that bad place. I will turn your body so your face will kiss the earth. I'll blow your spine from the root to the neck to increase your strength and help you to walk upright. And I will let you rest. After this, you will cry. And after crying, you will sleep. And you will dream beautiful and meaningful dreams. And when you wake up, I will be waiting for you. I will smile at you, and you will smile back. I will offer you food that you will eat with pleasure, tasting life. And I will thank you. Because what I'm offering today was offered to me before, when darkness lived within me. And after I was healed, I felt the darkness leaving, and I cried. Then we will walk together, and I will show you my garden and my plants, and I will take you to the fire again. And we will talk in a single voice with the blessing of the earth. And we will shout to the forest the desires of your heart. And the fire will listen and whisper the echo. And we will create hope together. and the mountains will listen and whisper the echo, and we will create hope together. And the rivers will listen and whisper the echo, and we will create hope together. And the wind will listen and whisper the echo, and we will create hope together. And then we will bow before the fire, and we will call upon all the visible and invisible guardians. And you will say thank you to all of them. And you will say thank you to yourself. And you will say thank you to yourself. And you will say thank you to yourself. Thank you.
Thank you, George. That came out so easily, the thank you. Thank you, George. It's a wonderful thing about our worship celebrations as our vision response mentions that we call them worship services or we call them worship celebrations. Sometimes the larger events we do in our community, we consider celebrations and we still have worship gatherings here, worship services. So what's so important about this is this work that we do, the spiritual work we do, has deep, deep healing opportunities, and it pulls us from the root of our being into the light, pulling our experiences from the past that are wounding, that are negative, and bringing them into the light, bringing them forward to benefit everyone. One of the primary things in a healing community is the idea of being present with one another, being open, being accessible, being receptive, and inviting deep connection. When we're not meeting together in person, as we have not been because of the Zooming, we have to be very attentive to the desire, the wish to be close and to open ourselves up for that so that we are ready when we do join together. One of the things that happens when we're distant from one another, it's not familiar anymore for us to be in close proximity, and we can begin to contract our energies and our being. And we're moving into a phase now that we'll be meeting in person. So one thing to keep in mind is not to keep yourself contracted anymore, but to bring that spirit within yourself out to share it with others. Because it makes a difference how present you are to a person that you're standing in front of, or sitting next to, or in the same room with, that you don't want to diminish your light. You want it to expand and to illuminate the room that you are in. When we're talking about being a shamanic community, we're talking about basically the kind of spirituality that existed before there were religions. We're talking about the natural human being's relationship with the divine light and the physical environment that we find ourselves in. And we realize that there are worlds that we are aware of, there are worlds we can see and feel and touch, and there are worlds that are invisible. There are worlds beyond our worlds. When people talk about near-death experiences, they are often talking about this effusive energy that they connect with when they are free of their physical being. And they have personal stories to tell about that, but so many of them are talking about a light, talking about ancestors, talking about forgiveness, and finding the experience transformative. One of the things about the shamanic practices that are available to us is the idea of our ancient peoples who could look in their environment and feel an uplifting when they look to the mountains, for example. And through the environment, directing their prayers to the top of the mountain where it feels like a loftier presence can be drawn in. And also the reality of going deep within the earth to the lower levels of the earth for healing and nutrition and the abundance and plentifulness of the giving that is happening always through the earth itself and through the universal mother. One of the things that, as you may remember, our lovely mentor in our early years, Brother Wayne Teasdale, he used to encourage us to create a contemplative community. Because in the contemplative space, it's enough of an altered consciousness that you find yourself expanding your heart, expanding your consciousness, and being available to new inspiration to come in. And it also helps repair the human being from trauma, from illness. And so when we're talking about being a shamanic community, one of the things we're talking about is having altered states of consciousness available to us at will, as we desire to repair and heal ourselves and to repair and heal the world. Currently, we have this situation in the Ukraine with Russia, in these parts of the world, many places, actually. One of the things that we can do is envision ourselves connecting on an energetic level at this distance and bringing that into our field and offering healing and love. And we should not think that this does nothing. This, in fact, is extremely necessary and important for the healing of the world and for our own healing. One of the things for us to remember and not forget is this infinite and eternal energy that each of us have within us. And there are many mysteries in the world that we cannot contemplate, but we can imagine and come to our own assessment about that. But one of the things about a shamanic approach, a primal spirituality that is not filled with dogma at all. It's your sensations in your body and the emotions that you feel, especially when you can cultivate joy, when you can cultivate optimism, when you can cultivate hope. So if we are to work with, at will, different levels of consciousness, it can be very important that we allow ourselves space, allow ourselves an openness. One of the things about shamanic practices, they talk about a lower world, a middle world, and an upper world, and about how visiting these different worlds, you can heal different things that are needed healing. You can heal yourself primarily and heal others, and thereby you heal the community. When we are looking at these levels of existence, it's helpful because there can be drawing in spirit guides, drawing in ancestors, calling in animals, animal spirits, who can function as guides for us. And there's also this very important angelic sphere, angelic level, that we can benefit from by calling in the angels. When we're doing healing work, we are all very aware of how it's possible to reconnect with a trauma and a wound that happened when we were younger, and how that helps the adult function when they can discover the root cause of something that wounded them. When a shaman in a community can do this work for another and can do this work for the community, there's a discussion about the Dalai Lama and about how in his culture, the Tibetan Buddhist culture, that within their community, they had an individual which was considered oracle. And the oracle could also do predictions. And the story is that the Dalai Lama's oracle would go into a trance and convey knowledge that was beneficial to the Dalai Lama and to the community. And the oracle, the person who became the oracle, had had an experience in their life when they were younger, where they had a severe illness and didn't feel well sometime in their adolescence. And this seems to be a pattern for shamans, that when they're having this experience, an unexplainable illness, a sensitivity that was beyond normal, that an elder who understood these levels of consciousness could come to that person in the community and train them how to visit these altered states at will. In the story of the oracle that speaks to Dalai Lama, was able to tell him when he needed to leave Tibet to protect him and to protect the lineage. So I'm saying here that we want to be open-minded to ourselves falling falling. That word somehow is fitting, falling into an altered consciousness in order to receive solutions, new knowledge, to receive blessings and love from these invisible worlds that we know very little of. And I am a person who very much likes to make plans and accomplish things. Although there's been times, as you know, I've had an illness, an unexplainable illness that took me out of my functioning in the world, and I returned. Something about this pattern does exist. But there's other things that a person can bring themselves to through intention. You can feel a calling to learn to do these altered states to benefit the people. You can also have an ancestor. You may be have more affinity to this work if you have an ancestor somewhere in your lineage who accomplished this. And also you could have an extreme experience that helps you suddenly see the world differently. And I'm saying that we want to be open to these extremes. We want to risk for the benefit of the people, for the benefit of the community, for the benefit of the world, to be willing to let ourselves fall into that altered state more often. We can do it in a controlled way. We can do it as a way that carries with it the blessing and benefit and intention of doing good, bringing blessings, bringing peace. And in the process of this, we heal ourselves. I have a dear friend who has been studying shamanic Reiki, which is a perfect vehicle to follow this kind of opportunity, because you allow yourself to do your Reiki healing work, which is sharing of universal energy through the core of your being for another and for yourself. This is an opportunity to benefit the world in your present state. You don't have to change anything. You just open yourself up to this flow, this universal energy flow. One of the things that allows us to reach altered states is listening, deep listening, and being present, and having the intention of doing good and bringing good and blessings to the world. So I'd like to invite us into a little meditation. And in this meditation, we're going to allow ourselves, in the safety of your home and where you are, to feel the openness of your consciousness and the openness of your sensual field, and allow yourself to follow this simple journey. And our purpose is to bring intention of blessings to the world, and it is safe. So I've asked Michael to make some tones with rattles and bells, because the repetition of the sound can help guide you gently into an altered state. And once there, you may, we'll talk about this later, you may find revealing knowledge that comes to you, which is part of the benefit of this work. So you know how to meditate. Let yourself be relaxed. Let your feet touch the floor and feel grounded, and be part of the earth and feel the universal mother, the mother earth energy coming into your body and into the place you're sitting. And then bring it into the center of your body. And then breathe. And each breath you take, bring in the energy from the earth. Bring it into your body. Bring it into your being. Bring it into your center of your body. And be conscious that it is now reaching your heart and helping you relax. Your back relaxes, your shoulders relax, and that energy floods all the way into your being, and it naturally flows out of you like a fountain, gentle, gentle, gentle. And then there's a very unique thing that happens in your heart. This earth energy in your heart allows you to feel your individuality, your uniqueness, allows you to feel the love you can receive and also the love you can give. And it empowers that feeling. And breathe again, bring that energy up through your throat, up your spine, and into the crown of your head. All the time flooding all of the organs in your body and filling up your mouth and your sinuses and your eyes and your brain to a beautiful, loving flow. And that energy continues from the center of the earth up through your crown chakra, and you are like a fountain. And that blessing of your physical being, your intentions, it flows through your body and out the crown of your head and blesses the world. And a lovely, radiant flower. Blossoms from the top of your head. And allow that to flow and continue to flow. And you don't have to think about it anymore, because it's just happening. It's natural. In a few minutes in this space, stay there. A few minutes in that space allows you to ask a question, allows you to open to an answer, a solution, a truth. And as you're experiencing this, I'm going to read to you a prayer. Great Spirit of the East, warmth of the rising sun, Spirit of the new day, from you comes the energy that sustains all energies, the vital spark, the power to act and to create, to envision boldness. You purify the senses. You purify our hearts. You purify our minds. And we humbly ask that we may be aligned with you, that your energy may flow through us and be expressed by us for the good of the earth and all living things upon it. Great Spirit of the South, protector of the fruitful lands and all things growing, the noble trees and grasses. Great Grandmother, Earth Spirit of nature and nurture, and endurance bringing forth the flowers of the field, fruits of the orchards, and of the garden. We humbly ask that we may be aligned with you, that your power may flow through us for the good of this earth and all things living upon it. Great Spirit of the West, Spirit of the great waters of river, lakes, springs, and rains, Great Grandmother Ocean, deepest matriarch, womb of all life, with you comes the dissolving of boundaries and limitations, the power to taste, the power to cleanse, the power to heal. Great blissful darkness of peace, we humbly ask that we may be aligned with you, that your power may flow through us for the good of this earth and all living things upon it. Great Spirit of the North, invisible spirits of the air, spirits of the cool winds, vast and boundless grandfather sky, your breath animates us and all life. From you comes clarity, strength, and the power to hear inner sounds, to seek out old patterns and bring challenges and change. The purity and ecstasy of movement and dance. We humbly ask that we may be aligned with you, that your powers may flow through us for the good of this earth and all things living upon it. Blessings to you and to everyone on this earth. Keep that flow going, and when you're ready, bring yourself back to the present moment, but do not lose the consciousness of what you have gained.